In this bulletin, another Ruby Princess cruise passenger dies from COVID-19. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg tests negative for the coronavirus. And Australia's virtual victory at Eurovision. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says another person in the state has died from the coronavirus.
There was one death in the reporting period, bringing the total deaths to 47 overall, and that death related to an 81-year-old woman who had been confirmed to have COVID, and she was a passenger from the Ruby Princess cruise ship that disembarked on the 19th of March.
The woman's death marks the 22nd death connected to the vessel. It's the first COVID-19 death to be reported in the country since last Tuesday, with the national death toll now sitting at 98. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he has tested negative to the coronavirus. The Treasurer had the test yesterday after a coughing fit in the Parliament. Victoria has announced a $150 million sports, tourism and cultural package to help support jobs and the state's economy. Tourism Minister Martin Pakula says it's aimed at supporting major tourism attractions such as galleries and museums, sporting competitions and clubs, and the racing industry.
The experience economy, our creative institutions, sport, rec, racing, our visitor economy, is an enormous part of the economy. It's worth $70 billion to the economy and something like 600,000 jobs. It's been terribly hit by COVID-19 right across the sector.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for an investigation into an illness connected to COVID-19 that's similar to Kawasaki disease. It's suspected to have killed at least 3 children in the United States. In the United States, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is seeing a rise in the number of cases of children who are impacted. Mr. Cuomo says he's advising all hospitals to prioritise COVID-19 testing for children presenting with symptoms.
We've lost 3 children, 5-year-old boy, a 7-year-old boy, an 18-year-old girl. The ages of the children affected in these 100 cases is all across the board, as you can see, less than 1 year old, predominantly 5 to 14, but we lost a young lady at 18 years old, and we have some cases up to 21 years old. So this is a truly disturbing situation.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has ordered the government security forces to switch to offensive mode. It comes after at least 16 people, including 2 newborn babies, have been killed after gunmen disguised as police attacked a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. In a separate attack on the same day, a suicide bomber struck the funeral of a police commander in the eastern province of Nangarhar, killing around 24 people and injuring at least 68. Mr. Ghani says the people need to be protected.
For defending the country, for the security and safety of the people and public places, and to prevent the threats of Taliban and other terrorist group attacks, I order all the Afghan security and defence forces to come out of defensive mode back to offensive and start their operations against the enemy.
No group has claimed responsibility for either of the attacks, with the Taliban denying any involvement. Australia has won the Artificial Intelligence Eurovision Song Contest. The competition was created in a global effort after this year's Eurovision Song Contest was cancelled because of the coronavirus. Nature's recovery from the bushfires was the inspiration for the winning song, Beautiful the World. The Australian team, comprising of music studio Uncanny Valley, worked with social anthropology students, music producers, computer science and maths to create the song. Uncanny Valley's Charlton Hill has thanked everyone involved in the collaboration.
We are honoured to win this AI song contest. Thank you to all the other entrants. What a great project, and we look forward to collaborating.
Well, now the weather across Australia, Perth, mostly sunny and 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Showers in Melbourne, 15 degrees. Hobart, a light shower or two clearing, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Much the same in Wollongong, 21. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.